Blog Talk Radio.
Tender mercies.
That's up.
The Most High, Yah.
Yes.
And, I don't know. I think this is
for people who want to know the truth. This is the place to be every Saturday evening. It's better than the club.
Yeah.
Definitely better than being around your natural family.
Yeah.
And it's definitely really, truly a blessing of Yah that he delivered us from the cult of Christianity. Can y'all believe that these people are still going to do this stuff again? Did y'all see that thing I posted on Facebook about CBS? Where his doctor comes on there and tells the truth about Christmas? And they still tell each other Merry Christmas. Christians just don't give a damn, do they? See, the reason why they like that, because the laws wasn't given to them in the first place.
Come on with it.
Y'all understand that, right? The laws wasn't given them in the first place, so they think they can still do that paganism and stuff while coming over to our laws, the statutes and commandments. They think they can just rewrite and change everything. So the cult of Christianity is, of course, you notice, I didn't even realize, but after we did that Jason Whitlock interview, we went down to the studio. Man, we got everybody mad at us. The cult of Christians are mad at us. The scribes and Pharisees, Hebrew Israelites are mad at us. I'm glad. Let us know we're doing something.
Come on, get up.
And each one of them are afraid of this. Somebody going to hear the truth and leave their deception. That's where it is. We ain't got to go over there now. You got to understand. I mean, everybody loves using Pastor Dow's image. Y'all know that?
Yep.
And my name.
And
the first thing, man, that's the clickbait right there. I told one guy, I said, hey, man, hey, I didn't give you no permission, nothing like that, but no big deal. Keep on. I don't care if you use my name and make videos about me being in pretense or falsehood or truth or whatever it is. Either way it goes, somebody's going to watch that video.
Yep.
They're going to check it out.
Yeah.
And it's usually people who are experienced at reading between bullshit.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I had a doctor the other day contact me, and he said, wow, you got to be doing something right. So I just thought I'd spend some time checking you out. I've been checking you out for a long time. And he says, from everything that I see, I haven't been there yet, but from everything I see, looks pretty legit, pretty good. He says, now, the one thing I have learned about life, you cannot, now it's paraphrasing, right? You cannot be standing for truth and not be slandered. You're going to be slandered. I mean, Yahshua said you're going to be hated all men for my name's sake. Thank you, monkey bastard. Hey, Charles, man, y'all coming out of the box, man, with the big offerings, man. I appreciate it. Glory to the King.
Glory.
Well, we got the leadership meeting at an undisclosed location, the 17th of February, 17th, 18th, 19th. And, of course, we'll let you know exactly where it's going to be at. We're speaking amongst ourselves because we also have our enemies out there that try to troll our existence. You know what I mean? And we even have these people from these One West camps talking about they want to box Elder Rob Mathis. Well, I don't know if you want to do that or not, but hey. Because they hate the fact that he actually got in contact with Jason Whitlock and now they like, and of course Rob laughs at him, man. It's all funny, man. You know what I mean? A lot of these people, man, they say, the one thing I've learned about bullies, what you got?
The wedding is I thought it was the 12th, but they said she had...
I'll tell you what, I wish y'all get y'all stuff together, because I done changed this twice.
Yes, sir. I'm just going by what I
had it the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Just going by what I was told, sir. I saw it on the board in the kitchen that it's
going to... Well, they're going to probably change their wedding again. But I ain't changing that board again. I expect good information, man. And I don't understand it. Anyway. Let me go on back to my piece. I try my best as I get older. Because, you know, being in the position I am is pretty damn stressful. And I'm supposed to be able to have peace in my own home. You understand what I mean? In other words, they're supposed to be on the ball about everything. Because everybody already know I am. I can go from 0 to 100 in a minute. As soon as something get off. What the? You know what I mean? That's just the way that I am. You know, like I told people down there, they try to say, well, it look like that they're seeking and trying to be masculine. You got these passive and feminine men talking about. You know, the people will say anything nowadays. You know what I mean? But what was I talking about before that? No, before that. Oh, they talking about they want to beat up on Rob. They don't know straightway too dang good. I told Pastor Mirror, I said, tell him fight me. I'll box him. Just let me know when. All I got to do is go out here and start my cardio up. I'll be glad to box you. And I'm 56 years old. Y'all ain't no kidding, dude. Shh. Boy. And if not me, bro, Lee'd be glad. He'd probably be glad to knock some dust off, too. Now, I'm a little bit different than everybody else. I wish you would get in the ring with me, boy. And no referee. Y'all already know I'm said a mouthful right there. Huh? And we'll talk about it afterwards. But really, more likely it's just internet trolls. You know what I mean? But people been using my, they must love the way I look. Then there was this one guy who looked like, what's that guy? Yoda. He looks just like Yoda. This one black guy, Chris. He looks just like Yoda with glasses on, man. I'm like, man, there's Yoda. Right now.
That's good.
But you notice how these Christians and their cultic teachings and stuff, what they call apologetics, whatever it is, they are masterminds at twisting and everything. You know what I mean? Listen. Christianity, y'all done had y'all run for about 2,000 years. Close to it. 2,000 years of lies. 2,000 years of deception. 2,000 years of taking people away from y'all and trying to get them to think that it's good to coexist with your Viking gods. And when we start talking like this, it sounds strange because everybody's been so immersed in it for so long. I mean, Satan's religion, Christianity, just been out there. Of course, when people first hear it, it's a shock, man. They're like, what are you talking about? I dare you to check me out. Now, I realize that a lot of people are not going to check me out because, y'all ready for this? Most people, they really don't want to go to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be tested. Everybody think that they're, you know what I mean? Listen, you will be tested. The king is going to, and he's going to hit you right at the, what? You don't know what your test is. You think you know what it is. But he's going to get right to the heart of your matter, too. Because he ain't going to have nothing before him. And most of you, like we was, Elder Rufus was talking up there on that video where we did all that live. Elder Rufus, man, he's got me cracking up. He's like, yeah, the truth is, most of you men, you're not men. You can't command your wife. Or you let me see your woman. You can't command her. You can't tell her what to do. And you're afraid to talk about biblical marriage or polygyny because you know if you do, boy, you wouldn't believe what type of backlash you would get. She'll start commanding you, you better not even think about talking like that. You know y'all got that gag going on you because you ain't men. Afraid to talk about it. Afraid to talk about it. You better come up with some lies to help appease their mind. You better come up with it, boy. That Jezebel gonna spawn. Yeah, they're afraid of their wives.
Yes, sir.
They're afraid of their women. Well, ain't gonna say. And now I say women, I'm talking about each one of y'all in this monogamous thing. This Roman monogamous. Now, it is part of. I mean, you throw a lot out there, it still ain't gonna do it. You see how people even, you know what? I tell you what's so bold about this spirit, though. It's pretty bold. People have lost the fear of y'all. It's pretty dang bold. When you can sit up there and call something sin that y'all didn't call sin. And you can't even find a law for it. And then, not only that, impugn the character of the patriarchs. Talk about them like they were some type of dogs or something.
Right.
Just because you can't handle more than one woman. Them patriarchs were men.
Yeah, me.
I can't wait on Judgment Day, boy. I see all these people, when they play back that thing, all you arrogant people talking all that smack. See, that's the problem when you're in a cult, man. When you're in a cult, you're blinded. You can't see straight. But you notice all these Christians, you know what they all do? They all now, all y'all running scared because you don't want no smoke or no debate on biblical marriage. They gotta make all these videos. They won't talk about everybody else, everything else, everything but that. And Pastor Dow, if you don't know, I'll come to your church. Sure will. Come to your church and be sent up there. Now your pastor ain't gonna do it because he's gonna lose his congregation. That's the fear. Because I'm gonna shame him, you, and everybody else with the truth. I won't be asserting stuff and making up stuff. Straight up facts. Before we get started real good, man, go to 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 8. We'll knock this out of the box real quick. But we're going to get in this. And also, so we're here tonight because a lot of people have had a lot of false teachings. And when you've been listening to them things so long, it's kind of like trying to move Christians off of Christmas. They're going to justify it. And people have been hearing false teachers so long it's become the truth to them. And it's amazing how that the book can talk about strangers, foreigners, proselytes are evolving. Gentiles, Goyims, Goys, and again, and when people, you know, it's the slight and the cunningness of men's hands. But more than anything, it's really when you have to really truly listen when they insert the twist. They insert that twist in there, and you still thinking you're receiving the truth. Because the One West Hebrew Israelites, they don't think there's going to be one white person that is going to make it to eternity and into the glory of the kingdom. And I'm going to tell you, the majority of them ain't going in. Number one, they ain't got his Holy Spirit. That's first and foremost. You ain't got the Holy Spirit. And mind you, they'll get up here and teach doctrines like you don't have to be baptized in water. Well, what did the Messiah do? He left us an example, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes,
what did Messiah do?
Come on. Go.
And people are set up and still believe that mess. Set up in classrooms and hear nothing but rhetoric. It's bad. So David, we all know he took Bathsheba. And the Most High Yah didn't let the sword depart from his house. And he killed their firstborn. Because he killed Uriah the Hittite. What does that fulfill? Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Life for life, strike for strike. I'm telling you, yet Most High Yah ain't playing. Then he threw a little extra on there and make sure the sword ain't going to depart from your house. Well, Uriah's gone. What did the Most High do? Because mind you, when you hear it from Christianity, the cult of Christianity, you would think that the only woman that King David is married to at this time is Bathsheba.
Right. Come on, Chef.
And at this time, he had already had seven women, what you call wives,
yeah,
already had seven.
Come on,
Chef. And had 10 concubines. And see, the men, well, these males can't mention that in the Christian cult church.
Oh.
Because these cults, you know, those women who control it.
Mm.
You know, some of you say something, boy, they eat that eye, or they sit there and sinner. And you sitting up there and call yourself a preacher, and you fearing the face of a woman. Thinking it. Oh, I don't have to be careful. I've been appeased. I ain't appeasing a damn thing. So you know, I'm serious. A lot of these, man, they placate.
Yeah,
they do, man. They, boy, man, they better be careful. I don't want to be in a doghouse. And so Bathsheba was number 18. And you know what the Most High did? After he judged David, he let David keep Bathsheba.
Yep.
Now, David got all kinds of sons all over the place from these 17 women. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
But the Most High Yah had something to say about it when he sent his mouthpiece, the prophet Nathan.
Thank you.
Free teach.
I gave you your master's house.
You hear that? Did he not give him Solomon's house? I mean, Saul's house. Did he not give him Saul's house? He gave him Saul's house. Is that right? Read on.
And your master's wives into your bosom.
Into your bosom. Who gave? Wait a minute. Is that plural or is that just single?
Wives.
That's plural.
No
more. Who said this?
Yah Almighty. Come on,
Ty. Now you watch how many of these cult leaders out in Christianity try to judge Yah.
Oh,
come on.
I'm telling you, this spirit is satanic to the core. But how can you expect people to have light when they despise his law? Yeah. And we talk about, now I talk about this because it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Because can't nobody in the world condemn it.
Nope.
I mean, you may say something with your words to try to deceive everybody else, but for those of us in the know, the last person on earth y'all wished and knew something about biblical marriage is this one right here. That's the last one.
Praise God.
How many times I've been calling for your scholars, your theologians, see, nobody want to talk to us. Now, all of a sudden, the straightway truth is out there, even more so on the planet. Oh, can we now? Can we call my number? Can we talk now? No. You don't want to talk to us before. We were irrelevant.
Yeah.
No, we were irrelevant. So now you're gonna sit up and listen and keep making videos about us and bringing more people to us.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yes, sir. It makes no difference where your name is mentioned, as long as it's out there. As long as it's out there, it never dies.
Yep.
See, people think I get upset when people talk. Man, my family, they'll tell you, man. I sit and look, I go, ooh, ooh. Then I look around like this. He must be talking about that other pastor down somewhere. But y'all see how vindictive people get towards truth.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Especially when you can't do nothing about it.
Oh, you can't.
You gotta cater these skirts, boy. You better come up with some type of unique way to soft pedal it.
Yeah.
They used to mean like this. No.
Hallelujah.
So Yah told David, I gave you your master house and your master wives, and then what else did he say after that, teach?
He gave you the house of Israel?
I gave you the house of Israel. Come on.
And of Judah.
And of, he gave them both houses.
Yes, sir.
Both houses.
Yes, sir.
Speaking
come on.
Of that.
Come on with it.
We made a detour here for a moment.
Yes, yeah.
And show you all the scriptures. Scriptures. And the scriptures cannot be broken. Show you all the scriptures where the creator of the universe himself, Almighty Yahweh.
Yep.
Some of you call him Yahweh. Some of you call him Yahuwah. Some of you call him Yahawashi. Hey, we all know who you're talking about. Guess what? She had two wives.
Yeah.
Two women.
Yeah.
You know, we already tore down that part.
Yeah.
Well, you see that one guy trying to set up there, and all of them do, trying to say a woman is creating the image of Yah. If that is, that's an ugly woman, boy. She created an image of Yah, because Yah is a man of war.
Yeah.
And Yah created man in his image.
Yeah, yeah,
and if a woman look like me, she in some trouble. That's an ugly woman, man. I'm going to tell you right now, because because we tore it up last week.
Mm-hmm.
We just showed you clearly what mankind is. But see, they in a position where they think if they say something, that you're supposed to automatically believe it. They don't ever think anybody is going to research and look behind what they're saying. All you, for your offerings, thank y'all. Thank you, Pastor Dow. I enjoyed the truth. Well, Jason Whitlock, so yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people enjoying it. And Fernandez, thank you, my brother. Yeah, a lot of people join. A lot of people still. Remember, I tell you what. What we have done is we have upset the modern-day scribes and Pharisees.
Yep.
Everybody else in uproar, you don't see us in uproar.
No.
I know one thing, poor Elder Doug. He got so many calls he has to deal with. Now, that phone is ringing off of the hook. The video on your Patreon on Christmas is a good watch for those who need more info on the truth and how a neurotic tradition created in such perversions to smite Yah and his people. That's true, Isaac. Thank you for your offer. It's true. We, you know, I was looking for that old video for a long, long, long time ago because it's been out for years. We use it every year. That's true. But anyway, let's get back on the subject. So, the Most High Yah is the one who told King David, I am the one that gave you all these women. Don't seem like Yah had a problem with it then, do it. Read on, teach.
And if that had been too little?
If that kingdom of the house of Israel and Judah too little, they would have gave you more. If the women I gave you was too little, I would have gave you more. Anything you wanted, if you'd have been too little, I would have given you more. If that had been too little, what did he say, teach?
I would, moreover, have given unto you such and such things.
You know what y'all saying, right? Instead of you going and taking another man's wife like this.
Come on.
That's another so-called indictment they put on me. Oh, you done took somebody else's wife. I told you, if I took a man's wife, that man ain't shit.
See?
Come on, Pastor, that's real. True.
If that was the case.
Yes, sir.
Or a punk-ass man is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Everybody know Pastor Dow character. Come on, man. Y'all been around me all these years. Do I even resemble somebody, even think about another man's wife?
Nope.
Let's just tell the truth.
Nope.
You mean a man that would take his wife and his family and just drop them off at a place and then abandon them and leave them?
Come on,
then they go run and make a video and all of you like, look how, because you're so busy hating what I got to say because you can't find no holes in it. You just look for somebody that will agree with your wicked spirit. Anything? Oh, yeah. See. And you ready to go run with it. Don't really want the truth.
No.
Then the book tells me, instead of husband unto the wife, be a father unto the fatherless. And then we get the man's own daughter. She turns around and testifies of the truth, and you can't even believe her. She's telling you the truth.
Right.
See, it's a spirit behind it. It's a spirit behind it. It ain't the spirit of truth. Ah, glory to the King. Nevertheless,
glory.
So Yah told David, man, if it had been too little, I would have gave you more. Yep, the polygynous creator, Almighty Yahweh. Did y'all know that Yah was a polygynous?
Yes, sir.
Said he had two and he was a husband unto him.
Yes,
And did y'all see my video I put on Patreon 100?
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't. If y'all did, boy, y'all didn't. Y'all missed a good one.
Patriarch.
Yes, patriarch. We're talking about patriarch there. Big time. But it's time. What's happening right now is all the lies are being challenged and exposed. Before we go on right here, man, we got to hear, man, my wife, all my shy, man, we've been sitting up here. I've had this video with Elder Rubens on, man. I've had this thing on pretty much every time I walk in the door today. All right, I want y'all, if y'all wasn't here last week, I want y'all to hear towards the end of the show what Elder Rufus had to say. Listen.
But, yeah.
Elder Rufus, come on with it, Elder.
All right, again, on this, because, see, I really hate and resent, because I brought that up earlier, and I understood where.
Can y'all let me know how the sound coming in? If y'all can hear Elder Rufus pretty good, I want y'all listening extremely close, because we're going to stop every once in a while, and we're going to go over this. All right, here we go.
Brother Jason Whitlock was coming from, but it's still an insult to think that men are coming just because in their past lives they were whoremongers, and this polygyny feeds them in that. That would be attractive to them because they had been with multiple men, I mean multiple women. Now they want to come over here and they get the opportunity to still do it. Whatever happens, to like our Elder Kabir said, what about the love? What about the desire to change and not be this individual we was before?
You know, that they just totally ignore that point.
Yeah.
They ignore that point. They ignore the point where we talk about the power of Yah,
yeah,
the Holy Spirit, none
yeah
of that. Because you know why, right? They can't say nothing favorable because they do say something favorable. You know, they may say a little bit, then they got to go and tear it back down again because they got to continue to keep deceiving the people.
Yeah.
It was hot.
What about holiness and righteousness being the motivator? See, when you get filled with this Ruach, I'm telling you, everything changes.
Yeah.
And you start to hate that spot on that garment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You start to hate it.
Yes.
Everything sin, like you were saying, Pastor, I agree. I hate everything y'all hate. If he said he hated, I hate it. And just because you are falling short, just because you lack understanding, even when the book commands you that you got to get in all you do, the life you live in isn't reality for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his truth.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can't see yourself managing 3, 4, 5 women. Just because you can't see women coming together and living in love and harmony.
And you better not try it either. Come on. Because y'all women are going to spawn, boy. Huh? I can't wait. All of y'all, please invite me to y'all cult Christian churches so I can see how this thing is running. I already got an idea. Because I promise you one thing, I guarantee you when we walk in your places, I guarantee you're going to be amazed at how your women get in that place.
Mm-hmm.
They may think something.
Oh, yeah.
But I guarantee you they won't be as bold as they are with you. As with us as they are with you.
Bro.
That I guarantee you.
Hey.
You're going to wonder, what happened? It's that masculine Holy Spirit.
Hey!
Yeah.
There's a certain spirit that comes along with men.
Mm-hmm.
Come on with
us, sir.
You'll see them hold their resolve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. They may... You better not let it out. Y'all ain't never seen it before?
Oh, yeah.
They may be all that out there. They may buck up against somebody. They better try it here. Try it. Try it. See, we don't have to worry about that because our women are on step. They're obedient.
Hallelujah.
Edison Hebrew. straightway been on fire. Hallelujah. All praise the Most High God. The book said that we will be hated of all nations. But they can't stop what Yah's doing. Let's go. We're men and women of truth. They can't. But boy, back there on the roots here.
Just because you can't get your wife to submit.
Now, that's crazy.
Just
because you can't get your wife to submit. Wow. Let me say this. All you Israelite sisters, be you in good standing with Yah or not? When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Ephesians chapter 5, Numbers chapter 5, Numbers chapter 30, when you read all this, 1 Corinthians 14, 34, 35, when you read all this stuff that pretty much tells you the way you're supposed to be as a woman in your role, because everybody, all you think you Proverbs 31, you ain't. But when you read that and you see your role, you ever notice that your judgment according to the kingdom is going to be based on how you perform your role to your husband? No, I'm going straight to Yah. Like hell you are. You are commanded to be on obedience. As saith the law. Where does it say that at? Numbers chapter 30, verses 1 through 8. Woo-wee! Look at this. How can you get around this? I'll tell you what you get around it. Don't read it. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the master. How many of you doing that? Watch this. For the husband is the head. What is there at any given time I ever told you that a woman is the head?
No.
So where's his equality? The book don't talk like, the book is patriarchy. It's not matriarchy.
Oh,
they ain't
no
equality.
Hallelujah.
It's like there's no one besides Yah.
Yes.
No one besides me.
Yes.
Is there an Elohim besides me? I know not him.
I know not.
Come on.
Yeah. Truth.
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Messiah is the head of the assembly, and he is the savior of the body. So guess who's the savior of your body, woman?
Come on.
Your husband. He's talking, I'm just trying. I'm going to the kingdom like hell you are. I tell you what, you better start looking at your husband as master. Why do you think it said even as Sarah called Abraham
matter,
whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and not afraid without any amazement? You're afraid. Mrs. Yah ain't giving us a spirit of fear. Afraid to submit. You can't submit to your husband. You can't submit to Yah. Don't be deceived. Yah's not mocked.
Yes, sir.
It is. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Messiah, head of the assembly. He is the savior of the body. Therefore, if the assembly is subject unto the Messiah, so let your wives be to their own husbands in everything. See the equation?
Yes, sir.
The same way that the assembly is subject to the Messiah, is submitted to the Messiah, you better be that way to your husband, because if you don't, guess who's going to be paying for it on a day of judgment? And your real head, the state, ain't going to be there. You're not going to have these pagans that will justify you. There's not going to be no mediator. Cousin, love your wife. He's as the Messiah, also love the assembly that gave himself for. Why you think he out there every day carving out a living for you? Then he might pretend to cleanse it with the washing of the water with the word. And then you go on down. It says right here. Here it is. Nevertheless, 33. Let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. Well, my husband don't love me. Let me see. You got some clothes on your fat ass. Who put all that fat on you when you eating all that food?
Come on, Chef.
You talking about he don't love you. Is he not doing what the book says?
Yes, sir.
First order of business, provide what?
Food.
Where you get the clothes from?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go out there by the sweat equity?
Mm-hmm.
Clothing.
Yes, sir.
He been working all day long. You been setting up the water. Oh, man, can't wait. And then he, at nighttime, he's tired on the water. You still, let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on. Let's make love, baby.
Conjugal rights.
Conjugal rights. And you talking about he's not fulfilling his duties. This is a wicked world, man.
Yes,
see, no wonder they hate the righteous. And then they start talking about me. Well, you too masculine. What? I'll tell you what. Let war come to this land. Y'all gonna be looking for people like
that. Hey, come on, shout on
now. I promise you not.
751.
Because I can't see y'all, the Christians. Can you imagine them trying to go out the first out? Pow! They're trying to outrun the woman to find a place to hide. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. And the wife see that she reverences. Reverence. Reverence. Let's look up that word reverence. To be frightened. You're supposed to be frightened of your husband.
Come on.
To be alarmed. To be in awe. That is to revere. And to be afraid of, fearful exceedingly. Isn't the fear of God beginning of wisdom?
Yes, sir.
That's the problem. Most of you proud women, you don't fear your man. In a reverence way. You don't reverence. See what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You don't be judged by that. Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are to rebel yourself. You are.
Yep.
See, this speech, you ever know, it don't trouble none of our Israelite sisters. The ones in good standing with y'all, they're like, all praises. Y'all see them all praises.
All
putting
praises.
Up fire, all praises.
Yeah.
And Jezebel over there spawning.
Yeah.
So it's going, ooh-wee. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Here we go.
And obey you. These are true curse words. To you Christians, tell your wife to obey you.
Obey. Boy, I like to see you. Okay, where we at? If I tell my wife to do, any of my shots, I tell them to do something, they're going to do it right on the spot.
Yes, sir.
Ain't going to be no back talking, no back lipping, no none of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? They delight to do it too, Mom.
Yes,
delight.
Yes, sir.
Delight. Come on.
Yep.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about the time when we was on vacation or something. I was out there playing volleyball, mm-hmm. right? And I said, hey, can you go and get me one of those beers? Not a head like that. Came over and had to stand there, just sitting there waiting for me to come get it. The other guy, Captain Police in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm.
He tried the same thing. You know what I said? He tried it.
Right.
He said, baby, can you give me a beer? He said, she turned and said, do I look like your beer, bitch? You know, some of this, some looked at her and said, left on the side and walked in and came with the other side. So I'm doing two things.
Come on
with it. Number one, I ain't going to let you ruin vacation.
Yeah.
And number two, I don't need to be here and whoop your ass because I know you just hurt my husband. Talking to me. So
yeah.
you I know what you're talking to him, but you also saying something about me. You don't understand how much our sisters that have left the world, they got to practice maintaining holiness too now.
Yeah.
And she practiced great self-control. Because some are used to knuckling up. Man, you grow up hard like that, man, this one. Come on, you grew up in the hood, man. You gotta knuckle up. Sometimes it's the best way to settle stuff. Shut your mouth, don't want it.
Yeah.
That's always good. El Roof is on fire, ain't he?
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why y'all talking like this? Yep, and we'll be up there worshiping the Father.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get up in the morning, be praying, thanking y'all for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. On the bed. Yeah. Yo.
Oh, yeah.
She calling the local authority, exercising her rights.
Calling her head.
Because she submitted to you know who, that he her papa. And he well all the power over you when you sign them contracts. But then you come and you look at somebody that's living holy, somebody that's living righteous, this ministry. And we have these relationships. We have these marriages. I brag on mine all the time because I want to know the one that's gonna bring it down. Who? Who that bold? Who want to test y'all like that?
Mm.
I got four. And we never had arguments in the house.
That's good. That's good.
We don't never disagree. Well, when the word is fact, when the word is pushed and promoted and the environment is created so that we will all get along in love, what you think you're going to get? We have no reason to fight.
Amen.
We have no reason.
Hallelujah.
They're just robots. Come talk to them.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, and I would love all y'all Jezebel wives out there who think they know something. They got a lot to say.
Yes.
Be willing to say all that in front of our shouts. Mm-hmm. Be willing to say that on an open platform. As a matter of fact, it'd be unfair. I'd be better off parading my shouts up and letting them debate some of you males. It'd be worse. Talking about a bloodletting. But since they're commanded to be in order, they're not going to sit up there and speak in front of a man like that, but let your sides get out of place and watch what happened to.
Mm-hmm.
Let one of your sides think that they can disrespect one of our men and see what our women would do. They're going to say, then wait a minute. If I don't talk to him like that, I'll be damn going to sit up and let you talk to him like that.
Come on,
You see, again, this world has been so used to looking at the fairy tale line religion of Christianity. Look, y'all call us a cult. We say you're a cult. We can prove our indictment against you, but you can't prove against us. All you have is just accusations and slanders because you're unwilling to come to the table.
True.
And debate on these hard subjects.
Uh-huh.
You know what would happen to your Christian church if we try to go and tell your pastor or tell you one, you open up the doors of the church and these Israelites gonna come in and we're gonna sit there and have a debate over biblical marriage, see what happens. Ain't gonna happen. They wanna make videos, but they don't want the hard discussion.
Yeah.
At least, when I read about scribes, Pharisees, at least there was men back then.
Yeah.
They would come straight to Yeshua and the disciples, they would confront them.
Yeah.
Now, everybody calling each other devil, but a lot of your Christian pastors and preachers and apologetics and all of them, most of them are sons of Satan.
I mean,
mm-hmm. True. I would say 90% of them are sons of Satan.
Yes, sir.
All they care about is tradition over truth.
Mm.
Yep. Well, Pastor Dow, there's something going on where y'all talk. Yeah, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are the whole of their mind. Sure hills. Mm-hmm. You see other roots lighting his up.
Yeah,
he just getting cranked up too. Let me let him run for a little bit. They don't want to come.
You're gonna be get the embarrassment of your life.
Mm.
Cause what you're gonna realize is, wow, this is happy. This is joy.
Yeah.
They are at peace. But then when you revert back to the life, to the mindset that you have as a wicked one, like Pastor said, you are okay that your sister's a jump off. That she a sneaky link.
Yeah.
That she the whole of holes. Mm. Keep it real. They'll squander all of her childbearing years being a hoe in all these bars, sleeping with all these men. Got so much DNA in her, bro. PTSD is the epitome of schizophrenia. You don't know what Bobby from 97 and Ricky from 82 and Gerald from 2004 gonna come out of her. You cool with that. But when you see a man's house in order, his family's in order, you want to come against it. Elder Kabir, I'm on you all tonight because I'm loving everything you're giving, brother, all of us giving. But, boy, the hammering of what the text is saying there, this thing is in order.
Yes.
But you can't receive that? You can't receive it. And then you wonder why we want to live out in the, come out of her and get away from you nutcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't. We'll be batshit crazy like everybody else did.
There you go. Wait till we get to this one transgender.
We carry guns.
So oh, you better believe it.
You use the ammunition all the time. We ain't trying to ask. We just want to live quiet and peaceful and train up our children in the way they should go.
And we're going to do it anyway.
I watch, and I'll come here real quick. I watch Jason Whitlock today. He had a little segment in there with his sister, Shamika, or something like that, where she was giving name back and forth. But he played this thing, and it was this sodomite that runs a private school in Chicago.
Y'all hear this?
He's bragging with his nails painted. He's sitting there being recorded. He's bragging.
And y'all sending y'all children to those schools. And you ain't telling me y'all mad and upset because we will not allow our children to around such abominations? No, we want to protect our children. Read on.
On how he brings in transvestites and trans queens. He eats the high school students. He is literally in the interview bragging about it. And the guy said, hey, don't you worry about the parents or what they're going to say. Mind you, this is a high-end private school in Chicago. The parents are paying $40,000 a year for the children to go there. So you pay $40,000 for your children's mind to be... I ain't even said the ass up, y'all.
Watch this.
He's bragging openly about how the children are asking, what is a butt plug? What's a dildo? How do you use this?
All right.
And he's bragging on how they're showing this to the children at this private school in Chicago, then the parents are paying $49 a year.
You know what? And you know what? You Christian cultists, you better not say a damn thing about it because you know that the government will come and shut down your church and take away your 501c3. They ain't going to come and take a damn thing from us. Because we ain't 501c3.
There you go.
See, they okay with it. I guarantee they will not rebuke a drag queen or a sodomite or a lesbian.
I guarantee they will not get any pulpit in there. Tell them like this.
But then they want to attack y'all's program.
Attack y'all's program. Love your father to death.
You love your father to death.
Come on, Chef. Come on.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
To teach their children that you got a problem. We hear the scripture said you was going to do this. The text said you was going to be trying to forbid us to marry.
Yeah.
It said,
come on,
we ain't forbidden no other type of marriage.
Right, come on.
What's better than marriage?
Open up your mind. Open up your eyes and see what the hell is really going on. You see trouble coming, but you actually want to come against the people you see showing you how to prepare.
Right.
Our lives are open books. Pastor, I got 6,000. I remember, Pastor, I had 300 videos. That's when I came in, and I watched every video. There wasn't one video I missed. He got over 6,000 now. All of us got YouTube channels. But we don't evangelize. You people are foolish, and you don't know who you're playing with.
Come on,
and here's the thing. Reason why a lot of y'all don't want to come before us, because you're going to feel that power of God. I guarantee you, that's the one with you. I want to come out.
Boy, they fell it up at the Hebrews and Negroes.
Hey,
boy, they walked in, they was like, what is this? They couldn't even explain.
Yeah.
We walked past, they would go, straight way.
Yeah, and all. Yeah.
Yeah, they were just standing in awe. What the?
Yes, sir.
It's like, man, there's something going on with
yeah.
this group. There's something. Mind you, it's just the press.
Yeah.
Now, the book does say that the angel of the Most High Yah.
Yeah.
It's just counts around about him that fear. And remember the fear of Yah from the beginning of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
And people don't know how to equate that, but that's what's going on.
Come on, yes, sir.
Angels before you.
Scriptures.
Concrete.
Word.
The
Listen, your sources are not reliable. Mm-hmm. Want to hear a damn thing about your church fathers.
Yeah.
They're your fathers.
Yeah.
They're not our
fathers.
Our fathers is Abraham.
Yeah.
Jacob, yeah. Moses, yeah. David, yeah. Yeshua, yeah. Yeah. Jesus, yeah. God, yeah. God. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's ass about Martin Luther or John Calvin or John Wesley. I don't see them written about in our scriptures.
No, no.
Where they at?
Roman.
Teacher Shay said they're in a Roman Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Glory to the King. Let's get back to
it. Glory.
Oh, God. Hey, don't put me in your category.
Yeah.
I can minister to mine.
Hey,
I know how to lead mine spiritually.
Yeah. Oh, we.
I know how to keep order. I'm doing it to show you how to do it. And I think that text we read, I've been in that. I'm already way past 100-fold already. Everything. The houses, the land, the job, the children. I'm way past 100-fold already. And still, multiplying. On this side. People better start respecting and honoring.
Yes.
These men of Yah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm telling a lot of y'all, the grace of Yah on some of you, some of you say some of the most crazy, outlandish things. You have no control.
None.
You're so loose.
Mm.
You have, that's what you said, no fear of Yah. None. Just will say anything. Lying on the man of God. Lying on the king himself. He got one wife, but I got a home with many mansions. One wife, one wife going run around many, many minutes, and he didn't double down. What am I saying? Come on. Y'all people better get serious about this thing.
Yeah,
serious. Up. You can't tell that? Sleep serious about this.
Oh, yeah.
This is our lifestyle.
Wow.
You ain't coming in. This ain't no Christian church. This ain't no plaything. Everything's been put on the line. So when you come here, because all y'all been blowing up, passing down, Elder Becker, my email, all the other elders' email. But you want to be referenced? No, you don't. You don't want this. You ain't ready to sacrifice. You're not ready to give all.
No.
You're not ready to turn your back on anything that's against the love of God.
Matter of fact, y'all ain't man enough to walk in the actual obedience of what that word says. You ain't man enough. You ain't got it. And you want rest count, damn soul ain't man enough.
Definitely not.
City dwellers. Winter's coming. Winter's coming.
You ain't ready to do it. So the ones that is, come on in. Y'all add to the assembly day. I'm tired of this mess about listening to that. You do it. We living it, but you got all that pain about it. You ain't never living it.
Bro.
But
y'all, there's no way y'all can do polygamy because y'all can't even do monogamy. How you going to do polygamy? You can't even get monogamy down. The church is leading the world in divorce.
The church. But you got opinions on spiritual things. That stuff gonna come to a stop. Gonna come to a stop.
For real. And don't tell us nothing about no Tony Evans. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
what's wrong with you? Everybody always wanna gloat in what somebody else worked on.
Yes,
what are you doing,
yes,
bro?
Yes.
Hey. Hey, what's enough on that? We got to get on Gentile. Boy, El Rula, I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. You ask my child, I know I've listened to just that segment at least anywhere between 10 and 20 times. Just love truth.
I'm
Hallelujah.
you know what? A real man, he loves the inner man.
Yeah, that is.
He just does, man. It's just like,
come on.
It just resonates.
Yeah.
Like,
oh. Yeah. Resonates.
That's all right right there.
Yeah.
I told y'all, listen, let me try to make this plain again. Get your best scholars you got in the world. Your best ones. Don't give me Yoda over here, the black Yoda. Don't give me him. It is his name, right, Yoda?
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Which one is the one that looked like that ugly demon on Star Wars in the 80s? Yoda, with glasses. Don't give me him. Listen, and don't give me somebody who done turned around, went to cemetery school and wrote 4 books. Let's just meet the criteria of the book.
Yes.
Paul said that the assembly was a seal of his apostleship.
Mm-hmm.
That a following. And don't tell me, well, I got 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, and that's my fault. Don't. Stop. We want to see. Are you a shepherd of a church? Are you an assembly that y'all assemble faithfully together? People actually listen to you and your teachings? That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about internet Yodas. We're talking about people who, see, because the people, if they're following you, they listen to you, they're letting you know that they trust in you and they believe in your shepherdship, your leadership.
Shepherd knows his sheep.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Can't be no fair in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit up there and show me your assembly. You got 2 people. Y'all know what's really going on in Israel today, though? All this Egyptian chakra, crystals, amulets, ox, and you would think that we would have learned from our mistakes from the past. I keep trying to tell y'all, be it this damn wicked satanic religion or Christianity, y'all is not tolerating no co-worship.
True.
Or no coexistence with any other God. He ain't doing that. And I sit there and watch the people lay it out on mainstream news. Christmas. They made light of it. Well, you just all good pagans. Merry Christmas. At the end of the whole America. These people are so duped they didn't even see it. They didn't even see the okie doke comments.
Right.
Anyway. All right. We're here for Gentile salvation. Charles Pruitt. Thank you, my brother. Well, the One West doctrines. And notice, there's not the teachings of the apostles and prophets and Yahshua, the chief cornerstone. There's not the teachings of the law and the testimony. But they believe that there are natural Gentiles, and then there are Israelite Gentiles. And I agree with them in part, because the scripture make it distinctively clear when there were Gentiles led away with idols, and it makes it distinctively clear when they were Goyims. What they're doing is they're mixing things up. So what we're going to do is, rather than spending all night on this, we're just going to go straight to the book. How about that? I did a little bit of refreshing of the memory, of the mind, if you understand what I mean. Now, we know that when Yahshua was here,
that our people was under Roman occupation. Is that too hard? We also know that when the Messiah came, he made it abundantly clear that he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. At this time, he did not come for the Gentiles. He did not come for the people of the other nations. Why do you think that the book says that salvation is to the Yehudim first, then also to the Greeks? I'm going to tell you the reason why. First, he's got to get his people in line because we're the ones that are designed to carry the real message. Christianity has had nothing but pagan Gentiles carrying the message. That's why all y'all in the quagmire right now, you can't comprehend the word. Because the Yehudims who have been in slavery, who have been oppressed, who have had gag orders put on them, who have forbidden to read, forbidden to write, forbidden to all this stuff, they have not been the ones that's preaching the everlasting message of the kingdom.
Come on,
now we're here.
Yes,
we're here.
Hey,
yes,
come on.
Because it's time.
It's time. Come on.
And this one, I'm going to follow the book.
Yes,
I'm not going to prevent anyone of another nation coming to this.
Well,
see, they understand that it'll just go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what it says. It says go out to all nations and preach the message to every creature. Their understanding is you go and search for the lost sheep of the house of Israel in those nations.
Right.
That ain't what the book says.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what most of you need to do, I'm going to give you some homework. Because, see, you really truly don't want to know unless you have some teeth in the game.
Yes,
I want you all to do a study on the word proselyte. Make sure you do a study on the word proselyte. Because once you get that, you're going to find out that on the day of Pentecost, there was Jews and devout men.
Yes, sir.
There were people out of every nation.
Every nation.
Why would they come to Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost if they wouldn't actually call by the Most High God to be there? And then another one of their sleights of hands is whenever something in the word or the scriptures don't fit their doctrine, they have to force the word to say what they wanted to say. Such as they forced Cornelius to be an Israelite. You know, he was a closet Israelite.
Yep.
Even though it's clear to you he was a what? An Italian. Now, wait a minute. Speaking of, that's a start there, Dean. I ain't even put that down in my notes. Here we go again. I got all these notes. That's why the Ruach does it, though.
Yeah.
Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Let's just go there, man. This is something else. You got it, McDowell?
Yes, sir.
We're going to read it from the King James because we know that most of you, if we start reading from the scripture and start talking in our terms, you'll be like, well, what they talking about? We don't want to be no barbarians. We're already barbarians.
Yes, sir.
Start the first verse, read. McDowell, you going to read? I'll read.
Yes, sir, I got it. There was a certain man in Caesarea.
In Caesarea.
Caesarea.
Called who?
Called Cornelius.
Read on.
A centurion.
A what?
Centurion.
So he was a warrior, a soldier. Is that right? A captain. Come on.
Of the band called the Italian Band.
Whoa. A what kind of band?
Italian Band.
Not an Israelite band.
Yeah, come on.
I know what they're thinking. They're thinking they got wine bottles and olive trees and stuff, and they are literally a band of the Italians playing music. Because it said band.
Say,
oh, never mind.
Hey,
never mind. Read on.
A devout man.
A what kind of man?
Devout.
A devout man. A devout man. One who was really reverent towards Yah.
Mm.
Come on.
One that feared Yah.
He did what?
Fear.
He feared Yah.
Yes.
He feared. He was at alarm. same way you wives supposed to be with your husband.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. There's never supposed to be a time when you women should. What happened to shamefacedness?
Come on.
I feel so sorry for a lot of you sisters. I really truly do. I try my best to save you. You know, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say on the day of judgment, yeah, I did hear you true, but I didn't like the way Pastor Dow said it. He's going to say, I didn't like what you heard. Come on.
With all his house, with gave much alms.
He gave us what?
Alms.
He gave what?
Alms.
So this man, not only did he fear y'all, he showed how much he feared y'all because he was actually doing a lot of deeds, gave a lot of money. Come on.
To the people.
Come on.
And praise to y'all always.
No, so what is this a man of Italian, this Gentile doing, praying to y'all? See, they try to make him an Israelite, but that ain't what the book said that Cornelius was. Huh? Cornelius, the Bible says that Cornelius was a Roman. You see it? A Roman.
Yep.
Uh-oh. So we see what he did, right? Now watch this. Let's skip all the way down. I want y'all to read it, but anyway, you'll get it. And this is what the Christians, the cult of the Christians, like cleaning up everything y'all has made unclean. So they can eat their ham. The Christmas ham. Turkey hog, jaw fat back bacon, pig feet, mussels, chitlin. No, for real. Well, anyway, Acts 10, verse 34, we teach. Read, brother, down.
Then Peter opened his mouth.
What did he say?
He said, of a truth.
Uh-oh, now wait a minute. He's perceiving something.
Yes, sir.
Whether you like it or not, Cornelius was a Gentile.
Yeah. Yep.
And he wasn't an Israelite foreigner in foreign lands. He was a heathen.
Right.
That believed Yah.
Yes, sir.
Just like a lot of those Romans, that when they came to Jesus, they worshipped him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Woo! People don't even want to hear that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they worshipped him.
Yes.
Come on.
I mean, truth. I perceive that Yah is no respecter of persons.
He's no what kind of person?
No respecter of persons.
Come on. He don't show no partiality to people. But in what?
But in every nation?
Every nation means ethnos. Ethnos, Greek number 1484, which means a race, a tribe, a foreigner, non-Jewish.
Oh, that's it.
Usually by implication, pagan. Gentile, heathen, nation, people. Just looking at the words that's presented to us. Cornelius was a pagan. He was a heathen. Up until he met the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Up until he became a true worshiper.
Yeah.
Read on.
But in every nation.
They do what?
He that fears him.
Wow.
And works righteousness.
Is do what?
Is accepted.
He is
with
accepted
him.
With him. And look what he says.
Word which Yah sent unto the children of Israel.
Wait a minute. He sent the word first to the children of Israel, right?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Preaching peace by Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
He is master of all.
He is Kyrios. Supreme authority and master of all. Come on.
That word I say you know.
Oh, come on. What are you going to do?
Which was published throughout all Judea.
Read.
And began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached.
That's right. A lot of you don't believe in baptism, so y'all can skip over there, right? Because y'all give yourself a pass. Even though, you know, Johanna preached baptism.
Yes,
the Messiah.
Yes, the way. Come on.
You know what I mean? He baptized. I mean, he was baptized. So he could fulfill all righteousness.
Come on.
You know Johanna, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, Johanna said, wait a minute. And how many times Johanna looked out and said on two occasions, behold, the Lamb of God!
Take us away. Come out here.
Can you imagine you up here baptizing something, all of a sudden you come up and, behold, the Lamb of God!
Oh,
and then he looks at, look here, Master, I have need.
Come on.
To be baptized. Look, 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 look here, yo. Your honor.
Yeah.
Look, look, I get it. Man, Mercer, I get it, man. I got you. But we got to be able to fulfill all righteousness.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Do your job. Do your job.
Yeah. Do your script.
Right. Yeah. But for your captivity, you don't have to be baptized, pagans.
I'm out.
Damn, even Israel was baptized in the Sea of Reeds.
Oh, come on, sir.
Yes, they was. Yeah.
Immersion is our culture, it's our heritage.
Wow.
Hey.
I'm telling you, man, y'all got too many of y'all deceived out there, man. And we, I mean, yes, we do have a lot of camps calling straightway. So y'all better do whatever y'all can, just like the cult Christians, to stop y'all bloodletting. Because they coming to the spirit of truth.
Yes! Yes!
Hallelujah.
Read on. Come on, teach, where you at?
Verse 38.
Read.
Hallelujah. Anointed Jesus, Messiah of Nazareth.
Come on, Jesus. Come on.
With the Holy Spirit and with power.
Woo! Come on.
Who went about doing good?
Yeah.
Doing good. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Read, oh. Come on, read, man.
For Yah was with him.
Yah was with who?
Come on.
Man. I thought I was going to go. I mean, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to pry them up. See how the Holy Spirit does?
Yeah.
It is not even, I'm telling you, you can search all over the place. This passage is not even in my notes. But it's in my notes. It's in my notes. What better way you can go? We?
And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Yehudim and in the Jerusalem.
Come on, teach.
Whom they slew and hanged on a tree.
Kind of like you're preaching a message, don't it? Read on.
Him God raised up the third day.
And mind you, he didn't raise him up on
Sunday.
Easter Sunday morning.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to detour, man.
Can't count.
Now y'all cult Christians out there with the pagan cult that y'all are, answer me this question. And yeah, I do mean to be antagonistic. I'm mocking you like Elijah mocked the false prophet.
Come on now.
How in the hell can you get somebody down on a Friday night and wake up on a Sunday morning and call it 3 days
and 3 nights
and 3 nights? You got to be stupid as hell.
I give you more credit than that.
Hey, I'll give you a whole lot more intelligence. How do you do that? Yeah, you're right. They do.
I got it. Fried and set it back down.
Y'all better stop that madness. You better stop that foolishness.
Bro, they don't count.
They said, well, passed out the book says about love and kindness. I'm like, listen, first of all, number one. The book says fool make a mock at sin.
Oh,
y'all been making a mock at sin for 2,000 years.
Yeah,
and right now what's being tested to see if you have the humility to be able to humble yourself under the message.
Yeah.
That's what's being tested.
Come on.
And you don't like it. Your mama's a pagan, your daddy's a pagan, your church is a pagan, your religion is a pagan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Christianity.
Yes, sir.
You celebrate Christmas, you're a pagan.
Yes, sir.
You're a heathen.
Yes, sir.
You don't believe it? Where's the instructions?
Holy.
You say you people love the Bible, where's the instructions? Even I will even give you the New Testament. Where is Santa Claus at? Where does it tell you in all your nativity scenes that there was three wise men? I went into Lowe's the other day. You know what I saw? Y'all won't believe this, man. You know what I saw?
Yes, sir.
I saw a white Santa Claus and a black Santa Claus standing right next to each other.
No.
I said they're trying to appease everybody.
Yes, sir.
They're literally trying to appease everybody.
They multiply now.
Huh? I'm serious.
Yeah.
You black folks been receiving a white Santa Claus for all these damn years. What's the problem now?
Equality.
Equally lied to.
I know it sounds crazy. Y'all think I'm making this up, though?
No.
Okay, good.
Unfortunately,
no. Read on, Teach. What we have? What verse?
Verse 40.
Read on.
Him y'all raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen, yes, before Elohim. Even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commended us. He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained of Yah to be the judge of the quick and the dead.
Read.
To him give all the prophets.
Some of them.
All the prophets with us.
I mean, the prophets all testify about it.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. That through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sin.
Now,
there it is.
You believe in his name.
Yes, sir.
So the Christians, as pagan as they are, satanic as they are, they love trying to say, well, they are still on a works-based salvation. We are. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Let every man prove his own works.
Yes.
See where they be all y'all. Yeah, sure y'all. But what they try to do with their satanic pagan doctrine, this is what they try to do. Well, they think you have to do something. Now, wait a minute. No matter how many times I tell them all that it's all by faith, they still can't believe it. Because they always like to levy the charge against us. They're always talking about the law. How many of us was performing the law when Yahshua came and knocked at our door? Zero. He even filled us with the Holy Spirit. How many of us was performing the law? Zero. Sounds like Acts 15, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
How many of us? Matter of fact,
yeah.
Let's go and do one. Let's do a hell of a lot better. We're children of Abraham, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he the father of faith?
Yes, yes sir.
Yeah. What was he keeping before when y'all came to him? Did he not believe y'all?
Yes.
And in his believing, it caused him to move a certain way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The Holy Spirit fell on them all.
Whoa.
Pastor, here. This is the other part I meant to call you about today that is also subsequential in what we were speaking about. This is the third part that we're going to end on right here. And I'll leave it at that. You know what I'm talking about. So while Peter was speaking these words, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shimon Kepler. While he was speaking these words, the Ruach, or the Holy Spirit, he fell on them that
heard
the word. Everybody don't have anticipation to hear the word, though. That's why you always get a different response.
Yes, sir.
You see, when I was a young man, when I went to the assembly, I went ready.
Come on
to hear. I didn't come in there. I already knew what y'all
were
and I trusted the Spirit that if something went sideways, oh, no, no, I can easily just all that. But I come with the anticipation ready to
come on. Come on.
Hear the word.
Yes. Hear. Come on. Yes. Yes.
Ha.
Yes.
Verse 45 teach.
And they of the circumcision.
Or the Yehudim.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Come on.
Or the Yehudim.
That's good.
It had to be you, me.
Hey, bro.
Come on.
Which believed. We're astonished.
Uh-oh. One West, y'all getting ready to get hurt now. Because, see, your camps don't teach you to receive ye the Holy Spirit. Man, now, get Acts 2:38 while I teach us stay over here real quick. Y'all remember, they was already in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, right? And he had said to them, and you know, it was all said and done. I mean, this noise abroad and everything. They said, men and brethren, what must we do? Then there's Shimon Kepler standing up again. Peter.
Yes.
Stood up again, and he said, what did he say right now?
Then Peter said unto them, repent.
Do what?
Repent.
For what? I ain't got to do that. For what? There ain't no law no more.
Mm-hmm.
That's Christianity, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we're not under that law. What? Ain't, you ain't got nothing to repent for, then, do you? You're right in your own eyes. You made your own self clean.
Yeah.
Know what you've done.
Yeah.
Man, come on.
Now, because repent, that means you have sin.
Yes. Yes.
Transgression.
Uncleanness.
Mm-hmm.
And sin is a transgression of the
law.
And if the law is done away with because of sin, then you don't need no grace.
No
grace.
There'll
be no penalty.
What are you paying for again?
Right. Why you do that?
Because you already were done away with law.
Why are you even in church?
Oh, don't get me. Don't even get me started. No, you're not right.
Yes, sir.
Read, my brother.
And be baptized.
Now, Peter, y'all love going to 1 Peter 1:1 when he's talking about the nations when you think it's in your advantage. But that same Peter that told you to repent and be baptized in mercy. Y'all don't want to hear that part. Y'all never read that scripture. You never read that passage at all. It's avoided.
Yeah.
Repent and be immersed.
Yes.
Read all.
Every one of you.
No, some of you.
Everyone.
Every one of you. I can see them
come
now.
On.
Yeah. Holy. Yes, sir.
Everyone.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus, Messiah.
In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach for the forgiveness of
sin.
And then what would happen?
And you shall receive the gift.
Oh, well, not the gift.
Yes, sir.
Every day.
Gift.
Yes.
And guess what? 99.9% of you One West camps have never experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Very true.
I know it. I know your doctors. I hear you. See, when you receive the Holy Spirit, there's a certain cadence you have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You move a certain way. You talk a certain way. You testify a certain way. None of you never testify about the power of Yah and the healings that come forth from these hands.
Yeah.
You never talk about being delivered and getting people getting set free. You never preach deliverance.
Good news. No more.
Hey,
bro.
You never do it. For those of us that are born again,
yes,
are
Lord.
All day long.
Yes. All day. Come on.
Amen.
Man,
always.
Come on,
Chef. Not only all day long, but everywhere we go.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Come on. Come on, Chef. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I wouldn't even know what to do without the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Yes, sir. I'm like, man, before I receive the Holy Spirit, I understand, because I was created the same similitude of man in this world.
Oh,
when I received the Holy Spirit, I was like, what the hell was life all about? What the hell was I doing?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Love.
Then I realized, only after a couple of years of reading the book,
yes, sir.
I was once alive.
Mm.
After that sin came,
yes, sir.
Reviled.
Yes.
And that which I consider to be alive,
yeah.
I end up dying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And in that dying, I become alive.
Yes.
Real.
Yes.
But it wasn't me that made me alive.
Come on.
It was him, revived.
Yes. Oh, man. Yes.
And then the
sin. Oh, come on. Come on, bro.
And that's why I can do like church folk. Folk.
Thank you!
Yeah!
Get down!
Gotta have a certain inflection in it.
Thank you! Yeah!
Ooh.
Oh, hallelujah! Come on, Chef. Oh, hallelujah.
And all of a sudden that Ruach started quickening.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ooh. And then the first time in your filthy,
foul, wicked flesh.
Yeah.
First time in my life I ever felt
life.
Life.
Yes.
Power.
See.
Come on, bro.
Man.
Come on, Chef. Yeah.
Drop on.
Come on.
Mm. Don't be quicken.
Yes.
Don't be making a lie.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't be reveal him.
Yeah.
These Gentiles ain't circumcised.
Just like some of you. Y'all feed you with the Holy Spirit and you weren't even circumcised.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell the truth. First that which is natural, then that was spiritual. Y'all filled us all with the Holy Spirit, those of us who got it, and ain't none of us was circumcised.
Nope.
Oh, wait a minute, I was. Your heart wasn't. No, they uncircumcised big time. While they gloating and circumcised together. You better go get the... Y'all don't need to be baptized. Y'all need to go cliff diving.
God.
Y'all need to go cliff diving.
Damn.
Wow.
Teacher, let's get on back over here. Start at 45 again. Acts chapter 10, 45. Read on.
And they of the circumcision,
yep.
we believe, were astonished.
Okay, read on.
As many as came with Peter.
Now, they of the circumcision were astonished. The Yehudim were astonished. They were amazed beyond measure. You know why? Because they have been taught. I have been not been sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They were there when Jesus called a woman a dog. What have I to do with you, Samaritan? What have I got to do with you? Yes, Master, but even the dogs eat the crumbs. I tell you what, you got it.
Yep.
I ain't seen no great. I have not seen no great.
Hey,
in all of Israel.
Wow.
Read.
Because that only Gentiles.
On the who?
Gentiles.
On the who?
The glorious
God. Hold on. Let's set up here. Let's look up that word. Greek number 1484. It says a race, a tribe, specifically a foreign, non-Jewish.
Specifically.
Usually by implication, pagan. Gentile, heathen. Nation of people. For Cornelius, it was a pagan, heathen nation of people.
Yep.
Yet still, because of his good works toward the Yehudim. His good works toward the Israelites.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said he feared God. And he gave all.
Keep
trying to tell y'all, most of y'all pagan Christians, you giving your offerings, you're sending to the wrong people. You're sending to the wrong people. Read on.
Because that opened it, Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Wait. So Peter already told Israel, and then the people that was in Jerusalem that day, you don't know what you need to do? Repent. Be immersed. Every one of you. Name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Not only that, the next verse says, this is the promise of the Father unto you and your children, all that are far off, even as many as Yahweh Elohim shall call. And then he said, and with many other words did he testify and said, and exhorted and said, save yourself from this untoward generation. I'm trying to throw an olive branch out here and tell me you better save yourself. Don't you expect son or daughter to go with you, save yourself. Don't expect husband and wife to go with you, better save yourself. I'm telling you. And most of you, let me throw a bone out there. If most of you have never heard or never read the book or never heard the audio version of the true Pilgrim's Progress, you probably need to go check out John Bunyan. Go check it out. You're going to find out some of you are probably on this journey, and you think you all alone. No, you're not really truly all alone, but y'all really truly, man, y'all need a defibrillator.
There it is.
Somebody got to give, smell it soft. Somebody got to, whatever it is, somebody got to wake you up out of this stupor y'all in.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm not mad at you pagan Christians. You're just pagans, and I'm just telling you all. Actually, I wish y'all repent.
Yep.
Because when it's all said and done, you're going to figure out
We think y'all for having our name written down, but you know what? It's about pulling as many people out of the clutches of false satanic religion as we can and bringing them to the true Messiah.
True Messiah.
Bring them
all
alive.
Hey,
come on.
Bring them all alive. Now, here's the kicker. You know, your One West camps and everybody like mocking. Call it gibberish. You know, we got to stop this stuff. Allowing people who have never had the experience to continue to keep talking.
We,
Israel, why? Listen, listen, I do want to ask this question. Could you know what the sentiments of Messiah was? It was every single time they ask him a question, what did he do?
Look at that.
What did he do? Stop trying to answer every damn question that somebody sends you.
Yep.
If you're going to learn how to answer how Messiah does,
yes.
They ask you a question,
yes.
Answer with a question.
Yes, sir. I mean,
well, Pastor, you don't do that because I know what I'm dealing with.
Yes, sir.
And if you listen very close, I still... People just don't get it, man.
Yeah.
Learn how to answer a question with a question.
Yes, sir.
These Christians, you ever notice now they're all of a sudden interested in questioning us? When they've been ruling for 2,000 years of satanic paganism.
Right.
Odin worship, sun worship,
yeah.
Ra worship,
yeah.
Temple Aphrodite worship,
yeah.
Jupiter worship, Juno worship, Hera worship.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, worship in foreign Roman gods.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you want to question us. Now, I got questions of you. Why in the hell you got that damn tree up in your house?
Yeah.
Mm. What the hell those balls on that damn tree represent? Why in the hell you got mistletoes on your damn doors?
Come on, sir.
And why you going to commit more abomination than this and turn around and take an unclean rabbit and now he's laying eggs? Where in the hell is the instructions for how to keep Easter? And why is the Easter only mentioned one time in the New Testament, and when you look behind it, it says Pascha means Passover. But Passover is mentioned 28 times, yet you don't obey it.
Come on.
Fool, why you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your own traditions? That's what Yahshua said.
Yeah.
Man, we talk about Gentiles. We only been on this one part, right? This one chapter.
Hey, you break it down. Yeah.
Acts chapter 10, verse 46 teach.
When they heard them speak with tongues.
Oh, gibberish.
Mm.
When I was in the church, we seen all these people fumbling at the mouth. And all you people sitting up in classroom making your ass as damn callous as a damn saddle on a horse. Oh, that's right. Y'all don't even know what that is. The book said they heard them speak with tongues, and what did they do when they spoke in tongues?
They magnified God.
Heard them speak in other languages. And then they go, well, what kind of gibberish is that? Hold on. How many tongues are there on this earth? And you think that you can understand the wonderful workings of God?
Yeah.
I mean, even on the day of Pentecost, it says how we hear every man, in our own language since we were born.
Right.
And you dumbass Americans, you only got one language. You think you're the epitome of all of the
words.
Can't
talk
that right.
These other nations
teach him at least two or three languages.
Right.
And you think you can understand what the... Right now I can say four different phrases, sentences in four different languages, and you still wouldn't understand me at all. You'd be like, what did you just got to say? That I ain't eating things on pomfrit. You should be able to pick up the dialect, know it damn alls. There you go. And I could go on and on, at least on four of them.
And you dumb Americans think you are the epitome of every damn thing, and you know it all. You don't know nothing.
Nope.
A man that has traveled much
don't
know
much.
Come on, sir. And everybody don't think like you in this world. You trying to tell people that? And then look what Simone Kevin said in verse 47.
Can any man who bids water?
But the one with Dr. Jack, you ain't got to get baptized. Says who? Man or Yah?
Man.
I think we'll be in good company following what the apostles said. You want to walk with the Messiah? I believe if you have them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of you people, you better come out of these damn false-ass doctors with these damn one West camps.
Yes, sir.
See, now y'all don't force me to draw a line in the sand.
Oh.
Yeah. You're not going to passively sneak this and come out to us. Hide, throw rocks and hide hands.
Mm-hmm.
We don't battle like that. But after all, that's what y'all believe, right? Every time you are out there with the goyims in the world, you're battling.
Mm.
Don't worry about it. Only reason why I don't come to New York because I ain't got my gun with me. As soon as New York says Second Amendment is right, you'll see us in New York. Come on, man, it ain't law for us to walk around naked, is it?
Come on.
Mm-hmm. That's what the girl says. If I got my sword, man, I ain't got no thick leaves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't teach.
Can any man forbid water that he should not be baptized,
mm-hmm.
which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?
And then what did he do?
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Master. Then pray they him to tarry certain days.
Go to Acts 28:28. But before you go to Acts 28:26, and we'll read the 28. Y'all ready?
Yes,
y'all sure y'all ready? Read on, Keith.
Saying, go unto this people and say, here you shall hear, shall not understand. And seeing you shall see. And not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross.
Sound like he's quoting Isaiah, don't it?
Man.
Isaiah the prophet. Read on.
And their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes have they closed.
Read.
Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted.
Come on.
And I should heal them.
Read on.
Be it known therefore to you that the salvation of Yah is sent unto the Gentiles.
Now, wait a minute. Salvation is already of the Yehudi.
Right.
So if you're already saved because you're Yehudi, let me see what they say.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Man.
Are you following?
Yes. Come on.
Then why is he sending it to the Gentiles then?
Come on.
Why?
If they...
Come on.
I may have to do...
You know, I did this, like, how many part series was that when I did that teaching on the Sabbath? About 8-10 parts, something like that. I may have to do that and break it down in parts just to do the Gentile teaching and break it down all the way from the beginning, from the law, go through the testimony to the prophets, all the way up through the Messiah to the apostles. Break it all down. I may have to do about, I don't want to take it out. Maybe a 6-part series to break it down just so we can have something out there for the people. Here's Yah. Turn around, saving Gentiles. Remember, make sure you study about proselytes. If you want a good understanding, look up proselytes. What are you going to do about that then? Strangers, foreigners. And we proved it over and over and over again. I mean, after all, I personally don't believe that just because Timothy's father was a Greek, that he was actually white. Because I can show you black Greeks, black Romans in his books. But by nationality, he was a Greek. Hey, see, that's concrete.
Yeah.
You can't just say he's Greek, he's white.
Right.
No, you got to go by nationality. Everybody asks me when I travel abroad, what are you, American? They go, nobody ever questions that. If I tell them Israelite, you know, I've done that a couple times. You know what they say? So you speak Hebrew? I sure do. Really, I said if I spoke to you, you wouldn't know what I'm saying. You see what I mean? No.
Yeah.
You would not know what I'm saying if I spoke to you. See, they didn't ask, do I speak fluent Hebrew? I said, no, nobody does in this day.
Mm-hmm.
People speak Yiddish that they call Hebrew. All you got to do is just learn the Shema. And then you'll be able to speak fluent Hebrew and they won't even know. Matter of fact, just even quote the 5 books of the Torah and you already done lost them. Because they never heard it before. Sound like barbarians. They don't know. If I say Ekad, what I'm saying? One. If I'm saying Vets, what I'm saying? Tree. See what I mean? Hear, listen, O Israel. Yahweh Elohim is a God.
What?
So who is Melakahim? It's one, it's 2 books in there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
it's all right there. Who's the helium?
Psalms.
Oh, you know, all them, you know, y'all love, all y'all Christians love reading them Psalms, don't you? Written by polygynists.
Friend of y'all. Friend of y'all.
Yeah, friend of y'all. Love it. Love it. Make sure y'all be Christian quoting polygynists, hating at the same time.
Double mind.
Double. Yeah.
I mean, damn. Who wrote Bereshit, Shemot, Vayikra, Bar Mitzva, and Dabarim? Folks, they did. Unknown polygynists. And just throw away Proverbs.
Oh, man.
They say I gloss over it. Just throw away Proverbs.
Yeah.
Throw away Ecclesiastes. Throw away Proverbs. Just throw it all away. You see what I'm talking about? It's nonsensical. None of it makes any sense whatsoever at all. I, believe it or not, with this broadcast tonight, I actually chose to be antagonistic and mocking. I did. The same way Elijah mocked the false prophets of Baal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the people that know that Yah, they hear his voice.
Oh, yes. Yes,
sir. Yeah, they do. They know his voice. But, man, I got so many notes over it. We could probably make a teaching out of this tomorrow.
Yes,
it'd be so simple.
That's a book.
I can even use the Christian Roman Road.
Yeah.
You ever heard it before? Y'all ever heard of Christian Roman Road? Man, they only use Romans just for the means of salvation. They skip. Look, I'm going to give y'all wisdom before we depart here. Listen. When Yahshua was walking here on this earth, and the apostles, they always quoted from the scripture. We have just about 5,000 years of history concerning the scripture. But concerning the New Testament, renewed covenant, is somewhere between 60 and 90 years. That's all you got. That's all you get. You have Peter, James, and John. And then you have John, who's actually in exile on the Isle of Patmos, that actually gives us the book of Revelation. Is that right?
Yeah.
In between that, you got Paul's letters.
Yeah.
And then you have the actual disciples that actually walk with Messiah in the messages. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That only covered about no more than 90 years. And you got this religion on this earth that told you, get rid of 5,000 years of history, even though they all quoted from
that. Oh, really?
And now let me add this to this. Most of you talk about King James. And when we speak about the Apocrypha, you don't want nothing to do with that. Yet it's still in the original 1611 King James Version. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a facsimile copy of it. The Apocrypha is in there.
Yes, sir.
And y'all don't want to hear it. In Psalms 106, verse 34 through 36, our problem is still the same problem of old as it is today. We still have gone too far into this world, and we still mingle with the wrong people. Psalm 106, verse 34 through 36, read.
They did not destroy the nations concerning whom Yah had commanded them.
Did not Yah command Israel to destroy the nations?
Yes, sir.
When we left out of even Mizraim,
yes,
was going to the promised land,
mm-hmm.
Y'all said, don't make no covenant with them, no leads with them, don't make no contracts with them, destroy them.
Yes.
And they chose, nah. So Saul, first king,
yes, sir.
Israel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, go in there and kill everything. Oh, no, I got better ideas. He despised the commandment of Yah.
Mm. Oh,
yeah. The creator of the universe told Israel, kill them all.
Yeah.
Oh, you people can't throw them all. Yeah, you're going to kill them all. Yeah, kill them all. Read.
But were mingled among the heathen and learned their works.
Stop. Have we not mingled among the heathen?
Yes, sir.
Do we not learn their crosses?
100%.
Their Christmas trees?
Yeah,
their painted eggs, their hot cross buns, their Halloweens, their birthdays and traditions.
Yes,
you know what? See, can you imagine? Here we are, mingling amongst the nations, and we act like them.
Yes,
we talk like them.
Yes,
we look like them.
Yes.
Everything about us is just like them. And here's an indictment right here from Dawid. Read.
And they serve their idols.
Did we not serve the idols?
Yeah.
How many of y'all had a cross in your house before? Or a ward around your neck?
Yeah.
Or had one hanging from your rearview mirror in your car? What did the book says? When you have left Yah, you're going to be going into these other places. You're going to be serving gods of wood. Gods of stone. You don't correlate it to it, but the truth is, that's what we've done.
Literally.
Here we are, 2,000 years, just about 2,000 years after the resurrection of Messiah. And you mean to tell me after almost 7,000 years of history, we still ain't got our head out of our ass yet? Then we wonder why we're in the condition we're in. Read.
Which were a snare unto them.
It was a what to us?
Snare.
A what to us?
A snare.
Read on.
Yeah, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters of the devil and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
We learned just like the heathen.
Yeah.
Go to 2 Maccabees. Which one of y'all get that? Go to 2 Maccabees. Chapter 6, verse 8 and 9. And we're going to finish right here, Israel.
Maccabees.
We're going to finish right here. But y'all hearing this, right?
Yes.
2 Maccabees. Chapter 6, verse 8 and 9. Maccabees. Why we got to go to Maccabees? We're going to finish on this scripture right here. I hope everybody enjoyed the broadcast. Listen, Israel. I do appreciate y'all's solid donations.
Hallelujah.
Y'all continue to keep praying for Pastor Dow.
Oh, yeah.
Most people have no idea. Monkey Bastard, all y'all, Jay Shaw's, all y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, all y'all Israelites that support the message. Truly, truly, truly do. Second Maccabees, whoever got it, chapter 6, read verse 8 through 9, read on, teacher.
Moreover, there went out a decree to the neighbor cities of the heathen.
Now, mind you, this is the Greeks sending a decree to the neighboring cities. Read on.
By the suggestion of Ptolemy.
Ptolemy, come on.
Against the Houdini.
Against the who?
The Houdini.
The Yehudim was considered Jews, right?
Yes, sir.
But it's really us Yehudim, right?
Yes, sir.
Read on. So let's see what this is. Let's see what it is.
That they should observe the same fashion.
Whoa. What basically is pagan Christianity telling us to do?
Observe the same fashion.
Just do like what we do.
Yeah. Do as
the... Read on.
And be partakers of their sacrifice.
Christian, I ain't doing y'all shit.
Hell.
I'm on with it. Ain't happening.
What?
Nope.
Come on.
Nothing personal.
No.
But that's something wrong with y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're functional. Yeah. We're normal.
And don't be like that other person that just flat out lied and said, I know where y'all are. I've been there. No, you ain't.
No,
you ain't. No, you have not, and you need to stop lying too. You ain't never been where we are.
Literally. Come on, bro. Bye for
it. Stop trying to placate to the audience.
Say it,
and you people need to understand what a pseudo lie is when they talking.
Come on.
And when you realize that somebody torn around with your soul,
yes,
maybe you'll have a righteous indignation.
Come on.
Stop sitting back blaming us. Y'all are too mad. You're too upset. Well, somebody's playing around with your soul.
Yeah.
You only got one of them.
Come on. That's love.
Man. Maybe you'll learn how to get upset, too.
Yeah, you should.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you for your offer, man.
Why are you?
Bless you, Sister Heidi. You ain't in there, sister. You stay strong.
I'm crazy.
And they get mad at our family portrait up there when you see all this mixed multitude. Then all the mixed multitude come up out of this right here. They get mad because we don't discriminate, man. It's the devil.
Yes, sir. Yes. Ain't nobody mad with it.
Your damn skin ain't divine.
Damn thing divine about it.
If it was so divine, why you need lotion and shea butter? Stay encouraged. Don't listen to the enemy. You hear me, Heidi? Do not listen to your state. Whatever you got to do, anytime something challenging that mind, you're going to find an old message of me rebuking and reproving and put it off and get encouraged.
Good message.
You know one thing about Ziklag, David had encouraged him, said once he encouraged himself, he went and got his two wives.
Hallelujah.
That was the whole purpose of Ziklag.
Yeah.
Do you know David? I have got to encourage myself.
nobody with me.
Yeah.
All by myself.
Yeah.
I can't even hear y'all.
Yeah.
I'm gonna purge myself.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my two wives. You gotta teach. Did we finish?
Second match will be 6-8-9.
Reverse 9.
Well,
you just got so fired up. Lost in play. He's over there. Hooping to.
Read me to hell.
And whoso would not conform themselves.
Not y'all hear this?
To the
pattern. Of the Uding, whosoever would not conform themselves. Read on.
To the manners of the Gentiles.
Y'all hear that? Why y'all think the attack is up against us so hard?
Yes, sir.
Because we refuse to conform ourselves.
Hallelujah.
To the mannerisms of the Goyim.
Come on.
Or the Gentiles. Read on.
Hey. Should be put to death.
Now listen, how the hell are you ready for death when you can't live your life serving him and dying daily?
That's a word.
Yes, sir.
That's a word.
Hey. That is something.
Yep.
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, filled, overflowing.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
It's like you start to lose a sense of time.
Come on.
When you feel with the Holy Spirit, there's nothing that nobody can, I don't give a damn what they say.
That's the truth.
It seems like that, the pain is so real. But the spirit is more real than the pain. They can torture you like they did Stephen. And you can still say, I see Jesus. Hold fast, that which is good. Listen, including all you people out there in them camps. Because next time we get a platform, we're going to get out there on these shows and stuff. I'm going to send an olive branch out to y'all as well. Because most of y'all don't want to hear. You know, I got people, GMS is something else. You know what they do, right? Ain't nobody listening to them, so they go find a tree or a building, and they stand next to isolated. Ain't nobody walking around. And then they put a camera up there, act like they preaching and somebody listening. Y'all weak. Y'all weak, man. Y'all worse than a C-rated movie.
Ain't nobody listening
to him. Y'all don't believe me, if y'all get a chance, go and type in Pastor Dow and see what comes up in the last month, man. My name is all over the place. Elder Kabir said, yeah, I get it. Jesus died so that Christians could practice sin. In grace, utterly amazing. I know one thing. We're going to the king.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Hey. And I promise there won't be no regrets by the time we get finished with this. And let every man be a lie.
Yes, sir.
And y'all be the truth. We're going to find out who's right or wrong.
Yes, sir.
My little dear Jews, the riders, child, do whatever you want to. Have fun.
Yep.
Get out here and lie to the people all damn day long. We'll see. The day of reckoning, it is coming.
Soon coming.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It is coming. Let's see how many suitors I got.
Mm-hmm.
First debate, biblical marriage. Then we can move on down the line from there. I guarantee you they want to talk about something else. What kind of oil come from the olive trees in Jerusalem?
What milk was
What the? Ron Young, he promised that there would be more debate following. Y'all seen that torture session?
I don't let him. He's correct. I don't
believe him. I did the debate. Ron Young, the head schoolmaster, theologian, Christian in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Jacob Wells Church. Type it in. Versus Pastor Dow, country, uncouth, uneducated, don't know nothing.
That was the teacher's
debate. Christmas. Pastor Dow versus Ron Young, J-U-N-G. Christmas. Then we went to Easter. It was bad.
Sure.
It was really bad.
What? He gave up.
It was bad. Hey, Israel, I want y'all to be encouraged, okay? So, listen, Mother Carol came in here to try to make sure she tried to help out. I mean, things done got changed back and forth 1,000 damn times. Hopefully I'm going to have something. If I put some on that board, it ain't going to change from that. After this, look, I'm going to give us one more damn week to get our stuff together. I'm tired of changing these dates because, see, I know the reason why the place undisclosed location, why they want to know the times we're coming. Because y'all don't understand, when you're dealing with Israelites, it's almost literally a logistical nightmare to try to prepare. You can almost really, truly never be 100% prepared. You have food. You have toiletries. You have travel. You have transportation. You have lodging. You got all this stuff going on. And we can't get the dates right. I'm supposed to be the person. You put the information in front of me, I disseminate the information. It's like I told the tech team, it's not my responsibility to get up here and know all this computer stuff. I'm supposed to just get up here and talk. Y'all supposed to figure all that out. Do all the production, introduction, pasting, all that stuff. We get on par with that, man. Y'all would take us on up even more so. So don't ask Pastor, why don't you do this? I ain't got time to do all that. I know you may not be busy. That don't mean I ain't busy. Y'all get that right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody think because you ain't busy, no, they don't work like that. I sat up in the pulpit today and I was like, boy, Father, I know you have your people in the remnant, but man, from what I see, if Israel don't come up and do a hell of a lot better than what they are right now, I see the reason why you have men of y'all sticking around for a certain period of time. Man, I hope most of y'all are really, truly redeemed because of the blood of Messiah. And then you, I'm on you a size. You want to be saved, you better follow your master as he follow Messiah. It's going to be a bad, bad day when you claim to follow him and you had a Yah-fearing man and you didn't follow him. Hell had to enlarge on itself. A lot of souls going there. Israel, we good, right?
Yes, sir.
Bless y'all. Mm. Sweet precious, strong and victorious, and now the overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach. Shabbat Shalom. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Same station, same channel, whatever it is. By the way, I still got this radio station. They, people are like, I wouldn't really, you wouldn't really good. I got this radio station that they keep, now they done expanded. They want me on 20 stations now. You know what I keep doing, right? They want me to go on 20 Christian stations. You think the Christians going to be listening?
Nothing.
No. Cast not your pearls before swine, and give not that which is holy unto dogs. Somebody come on, give me something.
Do you have anything other than the phone with you? Is the foolishness. Last thing. Second.
stand up for our